Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Danny V.
Hi.
Danny's back. I got to update you guys, though, on some drama that unfolded last night with my child.
Oh, boy.
I got a little mom shamed.
Okay.
So he has one of those little, like, tablets that you can write and erase text on. So he told me he wanted to make a list of good and bad people in his life.
Oh, I wonder what he's going to say after all.
I'm sick of you.
So I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you know, like Santa's naughty and nice list? He's like, yeah, pretty much like that. I'm like, okay, well, are there people that are mean to you at school? And he's like, no, not really. And I'm like, oh, well, that's good to know. I said, well, who would you put on the bad list? And he goes, you.
Really?
Number one draft pick for the bad list. And I go, why? And he goes, because sometimes you yell at me.
Well, he's right.
And my heart just shattered. And I said, buddy, you know what? I'm going to try to yell less.
Oh, I thought you yelled at him for that. Like, that's...
Wouldn't that be so awful?
Oh, my gosh. But I was like, oh, man, he put me number one on the bad list. I'm trying... So now I got to get my ass over to the good list.
Well, where's Dad on the list? How's Brad?
Oh, Dad
doing?
Was on the good list.
Is he the number one draft pick?
He was like number two, I think, on the good list.
Grandma or Grandpa number one?
Actually, we never even got to that. It was like all his friends from school that he loves.
Okay.
Dad, and then just me on the bad list by myself. But the crazy thing is, I didn't even yell at him yesterday.
See, I just thought he was going to put you on the bad list because of your days at WSU. Like, he listened to the show and was like, oh, mom's a baddie.
She was wilding out back in the day.
And he's a big fan of the Huskies after that.
So, ew. Don't say such things ever.
I did. I remember one time, it's like sometimes you don't want to ask questions that you don't want answers to. I think that's like really one of the best life lessons when it comes to kids, because there's no filter. And I remember asking, like kind of trying to rate me in the list of the people in our home. And this is a time where we didn't have Lucy. I feel like now I would drop down the number. It was like mom.
Totally.
And then it was mom, DJ. And then I was tied for third with Lulu when Lulu was still around. And I was like, this is ridiculous. What do I got to do to improve my standing?
I mean, we got some work cut out for us, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, while we think about that, let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it's National Egg Day. Danny's back. Did you bring him some eggs?
I did not bring any eggs today, but
I
did give some to our neighbors yesterday. I gave them a dozen.
All right, Danny, we're putting together a good and bad list. Where are you going to put Taryn Daly?
She's a bad egg, Steve.
She's a definite bad egg. All right, dumb question, but how you eating your eggs?
Ooh, I really like to make a frittata. That's like one of my favorite things. You can load it up with veggies. You can add some meat if you want. So good.
Now, are the eggs scrambled in that? Or
yeah,
like
you kind of scramble them, and then like you pour it into like a skillet of sorts, and you can put it in the oven and bake it up real nice.
Oh.
I like to put peppers and spinach and mushrooms.
I feel like you're describing a quiche.
It's a distant cousin of the quiche.
Okay, because
there's some similarities.
Because I'm a big quiche kind of person. Well, I haven't had it because I don't eat eggs anymore. But I always thought quiche was always underrated.
Now, like, do the fake eggs, do they like stand up okay if you tried to use them as a?
I should try it.
Yeah, you should do that.
Danny, how you going with your eggs?
Oh, good fried egg.
A good fried egg.
Oh yeah, over easy. The runny yolk. Dude. That's all I need.
Over easy was always that's like the best. Put that on top of hash browns. Yeah,
you can dunk your toast in it a little bit.
You can put it on a hamburger.
Yes,
the loco moco.
Bro, the Red Robin burger with the egg.
Oh,
especially when they don't overcook that egg and it just gets extra just gooey and nasty.
We need to go to breakfast.
Sounds like it. Hey, we need to celebrate the accomplishments of Randy Johnson. Yesterday was the 35th anniversary of his no-hitter that he had with the Mariners, and the Mariners announced that they will retire Randy Johnson's number 51 during the 2026 season. It's kind of funny, you go on social media, people are like, wait a second, number 51's being retired this year by Ichiro, because he also wore the jersey number. But more, this happens from time to time in the world of baseball, and probably in any sport, where guys have worn the same jersey number, and that number gets retired for both of them. So I think it's awesome. Obviously, he was a great part of this team. Some people not happy with how he left, but you can't knock what he did for this team while he was here. Plus, he threw a pitch and it hit a bird.
It was pretty epic.
One of the most epic moments in all of sports history. So he is just the fifth player in Mariners history to receive the honor. He'll be joining Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, Ichiro, and also Jackie Robinson.
Of course.
His number is retired by all of the teams.
Yes. The Enumclaw Police Department and the Enumclaw School District need the public's help. They are trying to identify these three armed and masked individuals that broke into Enumclaw High School on May 31st. They didn't do any, there was no theft, no vandalism,
so
nothing
what are they
like
doing?
That. I don't know.
He's in the bathroom?
The footage, I think one of them looks like has a gun. The other one's like videotaping on his phone. Like, they're probably just doing it for the gram. I don't know.
Do you think they just did it just to confuse the living F out of everybody?
Probably.
Because I saw the story, I'm like, what is happening here?
It didn't look like they were, you know, causing any, like, danger. But, you know, people want to know who they are. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 72 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
You mentioned Randy Johnson. Speaking of him, he did have some interesting things to say about how he felt it took so long for the Mariners to acknowledge what he did for the team.
Oh, the big unit speaks.
You're going to hear from Randy at 6:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Seattle Mariners have announced their plans to retire Randy Johnson's number 51 jersey next season in 2026. And this comes just months after they are retiring the same number for Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah, which begs the question, if you're getting a number 51 jersey, what nameplate are you getting on the back of it? Ichiro or Johnson? I know you love the Johnson.
I do. I love the big unit. That's for sure. I probably, you know, just because of that was the era of Mariners that really drew me in as a kid. I think I would pick Randy Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Ichiro.
Ichiro?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the Mariners do have pretty strict criteria for retiring jerseys, so it's a very big honor. And King 5 was talking about with Randy Johnson having his number retired.
I'm happy that ownership is going to acknowledge my 10 years of contribution there. For whatever reason, after I left Seattle and I left, I was traded. I didn't walk away for whatever reason.
He's always been told, people always talk about how he's kind of like a cranky, salty dude. He's definitely living up to the brand already. Like, it just sounds like he's just a little bitter.
Oh, completely.
Like, he's just like, this freaking team finally is going to put me in there.
For whatever reason, the ownership then didn't make this happen. I suppose I was a little disappointed that my accomplishments over the 10 years there, especially 1995, I think a lot of people would probably agree that's probably the most important year in Seattle Mariner history to this date.
He's not wrong, but I'm ready for there to be another year that people reference. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I know 2001 was a good year, but that was kind of a major letdown after winning 116 games. 95 is the year everyone goes back to.
We deserve some of that again.
Yeah, it's time for 2025.
Let's go.
Let's talk 2025.
It was also my biggest year, winning the Cy Young and going 18-2 and the team being 27-3 in games that I pitched there. And then finishing second two other times in the Cy Young. And then going into the following year, essentially, it was...
It's kind of funny, though, when you think about it, like, people are always like, hey, give this person their flowers, give this person their flowers. Randy Johnson's like, screw that, I'm just going to get my flowers.
Yeah, go get them.
I'm the damn florist.
Essentially, it was what people call a lame duck year, and I just thought that it could have been handled differently. I've always felt that, but I'm happy that my contributions over the 10 years that I was there are being acknowledged now. It's been a long time, that's for sure.
I would also say that he had probably one of the best heads of hair in Mariners history.
Would you call that a mullet?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't long on top.
No, it was definitely not long on top, but he had some lettuce flow going.
Oh, it was a full-on party in the back, for sure. You know, he talked about the lame duck year, and I would be lying if I tried to, like, say I speak, like, intelligently about that time, because I was just a kid, and I wasn't really, like, you know, like, super watching what the Mariners were doing, because I didn't live around here. But, I mean, some people always accuse him of kind of, like, not playing to the best of his abilities, because he was trying to force his way out of the Mariners organization, whereas he's making it sound like that was not the case. Which, I mean, I will never know what the truth is behind all that, but a lot of people still are a little salty towards Randy Johnson because they felt like he didn't want to be a Mariner.
One, you heard him listing off all of his, you know, incredible accomplishments with the team while he was there. Makes me kind of curious. Steve, what would you say is your greatest accomplishment of your life?
Oh, when I went 18-3 back in 1995. That was one of my biggest accomplishments. I mean, my first thought is going down the road of being a parent.
But oh, like, of course.
Yeah, especially when we didn't think we were going to ever get to be a parent. But like that, I'm trying to think of like as far as like an actual, okay, this one made me feel old.
Oh, no.
But I was like, man, it was like a moment where I'm like, yeah, this is really aging me. But it was also a moment of kind of pride. And, you know, we get these emails from our company every so often that I like wish people happy anniversaries and like happy birthdays. And yesterday the email came out and it wished like the people in the month of June their anniversaries. And I didn't realize it was June that I got hired way back in the day at 107.7 The End. And it said, you know, my name, it says how many years. It said 27 years.
What?
that I'm celebrating my 27th year doing radio. Well, they forgot that I left the company for a few years, but I get two emails, so every year.
Oh.
I get one in December as well, wishing me like a whatever, however long I've been since at KSW. But I was like, you know, in the world of radio, that's just unheard of.
You're like the grandpa of this radio group.
It's kind of weird.
That's awesome.
Because, I mean, I got the gig like early in my 20s, and it's just bonkers to think not only to be in this business for that long, but to be in this business in this market for that long. Like that, I had a moment of like, man, I'm old. But also like, holy F, that's pretty cool.
Give this man his flowers. You know, gosh, obviously the parent thing, cheesy, being Barrett's mom.
Well, he doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me. I'm on the naughty list.
I wouldn't put that on your list.
But the college that I went to, the university, WSU, they have this thing called the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication, and they put on this Murrow Symposium every year. And I always wanted to get asked to come back and like speak at it or get, you know, be on a panel. And it finally happened a couple of years ago where I got hit up in an email and I was like, I'm going back. I'm using my degree. They care about me. It was awesome.
This definitely shows how bad my education system was, because when you said symposium, I was like, oh, did you get to play saxophone?
Oh, God.
I was like, symphony.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Completely off on that.
It really was just such a moment of pride
that's
where
awesome.
I'm like, I get to go back and show that I'm doing the thing.
Yes.
I made it out. Well, what about you, Rockaholic? What would you say is your biggest accomplishment? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Randy Johnson, the big unit, was speaking about his biggest accomplishments while with the Seattle Mariners. So what about you? 206-803-ROCK. What do you say is your biggest accomplishment in your life? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. And we will take those calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Former Seattle Mariner Randy Johnson getting his jersey retired and was recently speaking about his biggest accomplishments while with the Seattle Mariners.
Yes.
Made us want to know, from our Rockaholics, what would you say is your biggest accomplishment? 206-803-ROCK. Call in now.
So far for me, it was I just found out that I'm celebrating my 27th year working in radio, which is crazy to me. Where the hell did 22 of those years go? I have no idea. For you, it was speaking at your old school, WSU.
Yeah.
Which was a big deal. That was pretty awesome. How about for our friend Danny V over here?
I have two.
Okay.
And they're both work-related. Number one, same kind of in the vein as yours, Steve, is getting to work in Seattle on a radio station. That's like my biggest accomplishment, because when I started working in radio, it was like I was working on a pop station. I was like part-time and everything like that. But then getting to move to Seattle, you know, one of the biggest markets in radio, and then getting to work on a rock station and being here for 9 years now is just mind-boggling for me.
That blew me away when you posted about being here 9 years, because I still feel like you've been here like five.
Yeah. And everyone still thinks of me as a child. It's fine. You're not wrong.
I mean, if they listen to our show, I think they could accuse all of us of being rather childish.
Yeah. And the second one, obviously, Emo Night, is getting to play music that I love from high school and getting to do it every month here in Seattle as well. It's just so much fun.
I mean, we use the term music very loosely when we talk about emo music.
And somehow convincing people to pay money to watch you play this emo music seems bonkers to me.
It's accomplished, guys. I get it, you know, but it's just, yeah, it's just so much fun. And it's just like one of those, like, wow, I made this into something that I can do every month. What?
Someone even takes it and says, makes them surprised you didn't say getting to be on AEW was your biggest accomplishment.
Oh,
That was one of those ones where I'm just like, this should never have happened. And the fact that it did was so freaking cool that I got to be a part of AEW for a match, which was like at my age, nothing about that made any sense. Starting training as late as I did in my life, like that should have never happened.
They should do a documentary about this man.
Yeah, it'd be like 3 minutes long, but. I mean, the match was a minute and like 50 seconds.
And now AEW is coming up again.
June 21st. And I have a chance of making this happen. So that happened in Portland. I have to admit, like, it was awesome. But I was like, man, I wish that would have happened in Seattle, because I met so many great Rockaholics at AEW when it was in Seattle. And,
sure.
I got to work behind the scenes, but I didn't get to do anything in front of the camera. But this one's going to be at Showwear Center on June 21st. And they've invited me. Again, which I was like kind of like taken aback, because I thought they'd be like, throw that guy's email away. And so I'm like, man, if that happens at Showwear Center, that would be one of those moments that I'll be forever smiling about.
Oh, we got to make it happen. 206-803-ROCK, what would you say is your biggest accomplishment?
Someone texted in 2016, I picked up everything I owned and took a massive three-day drive from Oklahoma to Washington. No support system, no real plan, but it worked out.
Wow, that's a big leap of faith.
I relate to that on so many levels because I kind of did that when I left college, picked up with a couple of friends, and we moved out here. And the big part of it was, A, I wanted to come check out Seattle, kind of like Danny. I was like, this would be really cool to go live in Seattle for a little bit. Thinking that, well, if it fails, I'll just go back home.
Yeah.
But I really didn't have a safety net. I didn't have a job. Just kind of like, it forces you in a way to just step up.
And you gotta adapt.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's like you have nothing. So you gotta grind and figure it out, whether it be working at some crap jobs or, you know, giving up and going back home. And I chose working at some crap jobs. And I still am working at a crap job.
But there's potential.
Someone texted in, I don't know if this is necessarily a massive accomplishment, but I would give them props for it. Someone said, I once parallel parked in front of a crowded cafe on the first try. I still think about it when I need a confidence boost.
Honestly, that and then people backing down a boat launch with an audience are like, even when I'm not involved, it gives me massive anxiety. Like, this poor person has so many sets of eyes on them right now. And you know, some of those people are rooting for them, but some of those people are rooting against them. So if you can make that happen with a crowd, that is a huge accomplishment.
I am guilty of that. When I see somebody parallel parking, I'll try and be kind of like sly about it, but I don't leave until I see them accomplish that. Like, because I find it so funny watching people struggle parallel parking.
No.
And it's like, how many times you can go back and forth until you get into the spot, especially if it's not a tight spot.
Well, now we've all got the, you know, backup cameras and things like that, but could you parallel park with ease before you had a backup camera?
Here we go. Here's the funny part. I could parallel park like a champion without the backup camera. With the backup camera, I am like, I'm an idiot.
Oh, I can't
do it. Like, even like backing into a regular parking spot, I can do it without the camera. I've tried using the camera, which should be easier.
Oh, sure.
And I always end up like sideways or like a slight diagonal park. And I'm like, how is it that this was made to make people's job backing into spots easier? And I can't, I have to do it the old school way.
I have to say, I'm very glad that you got a new pair of glasses this week. Yeah, it sounds like you really need them.
Well, dude, there was one point, and it's funny, it was actually in our parking garage downstairs. I'm backing into the spot, and I roll my window down, and I put my head out to like make sure my tire is.
Oh, my God.
That's how I do it, because I can't use the camera. And and every time I get it, great. And as I'm getting out of my car, this guy goes, oh, you do that too. And I'm like, do what? He goes, stick your head out of the window to park.
Question.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the age of that person was?
At best, 73.
The Daily Mix Show.
Your biggest accomplishment could be beating Steve Miggs. And he has a current record of 180 wins, 59 losses, and 42 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.